Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Laurie Beth Jones on the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio, and I am so energized to have as our guest this morning one of our top trainers, and she is truly a dynamo. Her name is Nicole Greer, and she goes by the Vibrant Coach. And Nicole has a lot to share with us this morning. She's been trained in just about everything that we do, and when we train her to train, she's the one we send. And Nicole, tell us about how you met and how we met and how you started using the elements in your coaching and how you are focusing on energy.
Oh, I'd be glad to do that. Well, I had the honor and privilege of being in the room when you were traveling with Women of Faith doing a leadership series. You came to Charlotte, North Carolina, and were one of the keynote speakers at that event. And then I thought, oh, I've got to go hear this woman speak about these elements in her breakout session. And I was in your room for the breakout session, and when it was over, nobody would leave. They were like hanging out. They wanted to know more about these elements, and I thought, she's really on to something. I want to see what this is about. So I've been following you ever since.
Well, this is great, and you have become a leader within our organization in quick step time. And tell us why energy is so fascinating to you, particularly as it shows up with the elements.
Well, energy is something that we all need to be better at managing. You know, out there in the world, I talk to people, and there's a four-letter word that comes up all the time when we're talking about the future. And people say, I don't know if I can get this done because I am so B-U-S-Y busy. And that's because people are not managing their energy. And I tell you, energy is a physical and mental ability and power that we can actually harness to perform our work. And you got to have energy to support your every thought and word and action and every interaction in your life. And when you don't have enough energy to do what you want and need to do, you're going to have an energy deficit. And there are really four kinds of energy that we can take a look at that we can learn to manage. One is the physical, there's the mental, there's the emotional, and finally, the ability to channel our spiritual energy or our, you know, our connection to God, and that's so important. And I need to tell you, congratulations on your new book coming out. I think the reason why I picked this topic for us to discuss today is because in the idea of Jesus being our career counselor, we've really got to take a close look at, are we aligned with our unique calling? And so I think oftentimes when we are managing our energy, it may be that we're just in the wrong place or not exactly tapped into the role or the calling that we're to perform. So I think that's a big part of it. So congratulations on your new book.
Well, thank you, Nicole. We're just really excited about it and getting a lot of traction and energy, as you would say, about people lining up with their calling. Now, how did it show up for you personally in a shift? How did you harness your energy to be so dynamic? I know you're a wife and you're a mother and you're very active in your church and you volunteer and you mentor and you do all these things, and every time I talked to you, you were just at the top of your game. So how do you do it?
Well, one of the things that I realized after I visited you and I actually took the PAC Element Profile, which is your assessment that's available for people to, you know, really kind of tap in and see, how do I show up? What kind of energy can I harness just from knowing what my element is? So, for example, I am a wind, which means the things that excite me, that ramp up my energy on all four of those levels, are an energy that is around change, an energy around people, an energy around making a difference out there in the world. So I am very energized when I am in a change environment, that kind of thing. So when I talk about how I've been able to harness my energy, one thing I've done this year, having my own business, Vibrant Coaching, is that I realize sitting at my desk and doing like accounting tasks, scheduling tasks, those kind of things where I have to really lock down, be quiet, and tap into the computer board. I mean, this just drains me no end. So this year, I hired myself a virtual assistant, and she does my QuickBooks. She takes care of scheduling and does a myriad of things for me, and therefore, my energy just goes through the roof.
You know, that is so smart, and I think for women particularly, we've been raised thinking that we can do it all and should do it all. And then motion, so, not to be gender specific, but the first thing a man will do when he starts a business is hire a secretary. And it's the last thing women tend to do. And I just really applaud you for doing that, because it does free up so much, doesn't it, of your time and your emotional energy, so that you can use your element to really move, to be in your element instead of out of your element. And particularly with wind, the opposite of wind is earth, which tends to be accounting tasks and scheduling.
Well, that's been the number one thing I've done this year. But the other thing that I'm looking at doing is actually, because wind is so energized by bringing another person into play. You know, wind is a playful element. It actually wants to put into the space a message. And then the number one thing we love is to have a response from people around us. So I'm very excited. I'm actually going to be working with a couple of business coaches in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. I find that what I am really good at is working with people one-on-one to determine what their element is and really help them see how they're showing up in the workplace, how to show up more healthy, again, looking at those four energy quadrants. And then I can actually work alongside a business coach who wants to put together budgets and marketing plans and things like that, and I can really concentrate on another wind thing, which is ideation.
You know, innovation and creativity, when I was working on my book, that is really what the workplace is looking for. They want innovators, they want people to be creative, and then, you know, so often they tie them to a desk and a job description and a time clock and wonder why they're not getting new ideas. So tell me, how has this shown up for, say, a client of yours when he or she started managing their energy elementally?
Wow. Well, I tell you, I actually have a client. She is an engineer with Bank of America, and she is an earth. And she has really been mindful about how she's going to show up in the marketplace. She's very mature and has done really well in her career. And oftentimes when you are, you know, good at what you do, they immediately want to kind of put you into management, you know, where you'll oversee other people. And she and I coach every month faithfully and have been for about 2 years now. And one of the things she says is, they're asking me again to manage people. And she's like, I just really don't want to do that. And I'm like, well, this is what you need to do. You need to really kind of position yourself more in a consultant role with inside the bank, where you come in and you consult with the team, because her mission statement, she's been through the past, the other book that you have, and she actually has a mission statement that is uncover truth and make it known. And, you know, it's really a beautiful, beautiful mission statement.
Yeah,
and so that's what she really wants to do. She wants to go into these areas where they think she could go in and manage the people and kind of fix the situation. She's more about going in, consulting, showing them a plan, getting them resources, getting them a foundation. But she, you know, and so she's been real, real careful, because she's like, the whole idea of being responsible for five people, a team, it just makes my stomach, you know, upset. So, you know, she's just been really skillful at how she's continued to take advances in her career and take, you know, on roles and kind of team projects within Bank of America without having to, you know, actually bite the bullet and get, you know, actual people to manage. So I think that's really a healthy thing. So that's an earth personality, you know, really staying true to form.
Now, how do you, I mean, just think, I'm thinking about how life-changing your influence has been for her. I mean, how beautiful, Nicole, that she has you to guide her. You know, the wind with a sailboat can shift it 2 degrees, and the boat could end up, you know, in Tanganyika instead of Tahiti. You know? I mean, it's just amazing. What a gift and a blessing you are to her.
Yeah, well, you know, it goes both ways, because, you know, whenever you know, do your life's work, which I really feel like, you know, I am in my calling, doing coaching and training and all the workshops around PATH and PEP, that, you know, you just show up and do what you're ordained to do, and everybody wins. And that's the really beautiful part of, you know, what I'm doing is it's just flowing from me. I'm really not having to, quote unquote, try that hard.
Mm.
You know, I think that's where the energy is wasted is, you know, if you're in there striving, then there's probably something not exactly right with the energy output that you're giving. You know, the elements, there's four of them, as we know. And there's three kind of energies that you can hold. And, you know, the first kind of energy is an energy that I think fires and winds often use, and that is like an over-against energy. Whenever we're up against something that seems to be a challenge, we kind of ramp it up, you know, and, buddy, we're
going
to get her done. And, and that actually wastes a lot of energy, ramping up like that. When we simply need to just take one calculated strategic step toward the project. Then on the other side, I think that earth and waters often are challenged by a retreat energy. They look at a challenge and they look at it and they say, oh, I don't know. Could be too hard, could be difficult, I need more data, let me see if I've got the right, structure for this before I move ahead.
Yep.
And they often retreat.
Yep.
When they need to do the same thing as the wind and fires, which is be strategic and take just one next right step toward whatever the challenge is. So if we could just kind of hold energy in what I call a toward state.
Now, this is just terrific stuff that you're working with. And I read a quote the other day, and I've been practicing it, and in order to really get successful in life, you have to be willing to have difficult conversations. And the more difficult conversations you're willing to have, the more successful you will be. So as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about how would winds and fires and earths and waters handle or move through a difficult conversation?
Yeah, you know, being that I'm wind and at times, you know, I hate to admit it, but I've been unmanaged, unself-managed. I would say I've always moved, like I said, in this over against. Like, I'm going to get my point made. I'm going to drill it home for them.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, you know, using the skills of dialogue, you know, where I listen first and I am open and give other people a chance to speak.
And, you know, that whole resistance energy, as I'm thinking through this with you, I encountered recently my secretary in El Paso. I had this windy idea to do something, and I've always resisted her, and she always resists me. And I come, like you said, I'm a wind fire, so I go over and against her, and just shut her down. And this time I thought, I'm going to listen to what she says, and she's a double earth. And she just went point by point by point. And I just said, you know, that's really, it was sound thinking, you know. And I said, well, I'm really going to just consider that. And then she said, now, go do the windy thing. You know, her resistance by listening to her and for her to realize it lifted the resistance. I mean, it erased it. And it slowed me down, too, because she had some really good points.
Yeah, that's my whole marriage, Lori Beth. I mean, that David Greer is a double earth. And it's like a dance, you know. If I can slow it down and he can speed it up a little bit, you know, man, it's really powerful. We'll just move toward the same, you know, purpose, the same project, you know. And that, you know, the thing about PEP is it's so sticky. It fits every part of your life, you know. And so does this energy piece.
Wow. Well, Nicole, I'm just so blown away, as it were, by the work that you're doing and how deep you're taking the elemental wisdom. You know, Solomon said, oh, Lord, it is you who has taught me to understand the elements. And I know that you are going in a very exciting and deep direction with this. And I just really congratulate you and applaud you. And I'm excited for you and with you. And if people want to learn more or have the divine experience of having Nicole Greer as your coach, go to thevibrantcoach.com. And find out more about this dynamo. She is really changing the lives of people that she touches every day. Thank you, Nicole, so much for being on the line. Is there any other five-second thing you want to add?
Well, I just want to let people know on May 15th in Statesville, North Carolina, we'll be having an elements workshop. Call me for more details at 704-502-4953.
the May 15th Element Workshop.
This yes, that's correct.
Great. All right. Check out thevibrantcoach.com and go to that workshop. Your life will be changed. Blessings to you all, and have a great day. Thank you, Nicole. Great job.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.